Greetings to all of you. This is Brian Thomas calling over from the www.goforgold.lk studios. And with me, of course, is none other than my co-presenter in Lakit Piris. Welcome to our special podcast today. Let's start off with some great news. Despite the fact that Sri Lanka women lost their final 320 game against New Zealand A team yesterday at Dambulla, they still win the T20 series by 2-1. Now, New Zealand women came up with a sterling performance yesterday. They were set a target of only 78 and they got there in 18.5 overs. Sri Lanka women bowled out for 78 in 16.5 overs. They had no answer to the seam of Jeb Watkins, who captains the New Zealand women A team. She took 4 wickets for 4 runs in 2.5 overs. That's a massive achievement, isn't it? Kyla Knight took 2 for 5. And New Zealand got there with ease. They lost 5 wickets, but they got to the target in 18.5 overs. Nevertheless, the series belongs to Sri Lanka. They win it by 2-1, despite the fact that the New Zealand women, who were on tour, did well to win the one-day series by 1-0. Now, in England, the English women are dominating the Kiwi women, because in yesterday's T20 game, the English women beat the Kiwi women by 7 wickets. New Zealand were bowled out for 80. Very poor batting performance. They had no choice to Carly Dean's excellent bowling, excellent seam with a lot of indippers that worried the Kiwi batters. She took 3 for 13, while Dinella Gibson also picked up 3 wickets for 14 runs. So great win there by the English team, because they got there in 13.5 overs, 81 runs for 3 wickets. You can't expect anything better. I also have a little bit of news here. I just got information that the squad for the one day, the T20 and the test teams have been released by the selectors for the forthcoming tour of Sri Lanka to the Caribbean. But what I'll do today is just to make another announcement that Kusal Mendis has been appointed as the captain, as we know, for the T20 and the ODI series. And he'll also play for Sri Lanka in the test series. His deputy would be Kamindu Mendis in the T20 and the ODI series. But Kamindu will play in the test matches. So the test squad will be captained by none other than Dhananjay De Silva. Let me run through that again. If I've confused you too much, let's have another read on that. Kusal Mendis, captain of T20, the one-day international, and he'll also play in the test team as a normal player. Kamindu Mendis will be the vice captain to Kusal Mendis in the T20 and the one-day team as well, and he'll be a normal player playing in the test series as well. So the two Mendises are in all three formats of the game. Now then, today we have a big game coming up. Remember that the table leaders, Royal Challengers Bangalore, will play against Gujarat Titan. Play gets underway Sri Lanka time at 7:30. In fact, Lakit and I are really thrilled about what's happening in that particular tournament, because remember, the winner of this game, because this is the business end of the tournament, the winner of this game, the two table leaders, number one and number two, the winner of this game will go straight through to the finals, while the loser has another bite of the cherry as well, because what will happen is the teams that play number three and four, the Sunrisers Hyderabad and Rajasthan Royals, the winner will stay in the competition while the loser gets eliminated. It's actually a death game. So the winner of the eliminating round or qualifier two round will play against the loser of the game that's coming up today between Gujarat Titans and Royal Challengers Bangalore. Very interesting. Both teams are very competitive. I promise you it's going to be exciting. And I also have some news from the rugby arena, because people have been asking Lakit and me as to why this week is a rest week for schoolboy rugby. They've had a very tiring season so far. We just concluded the President's Knockout Tournament, and we concluded round number one in the school's rugby league for the Dialogue League Championship. Five teams have basically qualified for the cup segment. They are namely Trinity, Wesley, St. Peter's, Royal, and of course Royal, Isipathana, and Zaira. Correction, six teams. But look, Trinity has a bit of a challenge because they play most of their games in Colombo. They have not complained, but this is something I want to place on record because this was brought up to my notice. They play Wesley, St. Peter's, Royal, and Zaira in Colombo. In fact, they play as visitors against these teams in Colombo. Nevertheless, they were very, very impressive when they beat Isipathana in their last outing. We're going to have a rest, but next week I'll tell you my specialist in rugby, statistician Spencer Leon, together with Christopher Jordish and Shane Dullaba, will be contributing their part of their views when the big games get underway in the Rugby League Schools 2026. Right, before I wind up, I just got some news for basketball. Under 18, the Asian Championship is taking place here in Sri Lanka. It's basically to decide who goes in for the under 18 Asian men and women basketball. The men game was yesterday between Sri Lanka under-18ers and Bangladesh under-18ers. Sadly, Bangladesh were thumped by 132 points to 38, so that's a big loss for Bangladesh. And of course, Sri Lanka women played against the Maldives, and the scoreline read at the long whistle 78 points to 53 in favor of the Sri Lankan girls. Well, I hope you did enjoy our podcast for today, and I look forward to your company again tomorrow. At the same time, keep smiling. And let me tell you that there's going to be lots of excitement as we welcome the Vesak weekend, the Festival of Lights here in Sri Lanka. And I sincerely hope that our hearts will be all lit up along with it. Sit back, relax, get your headsets on, spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.